Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So joining us on a call now is David Levine. He's the owner of DH Levine and Associates, and he's going to be talking to us about the process of setting up your own will. Good afternoon, David.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks, and you? You're going to be talking to us about, now that we've drawn out the moment and everyone is listening and is on tenterhooks. Please tell us, David, what's the importance, what's the significance of drawing up or reviewing a will? Why do we have to do it? It's something I think a lot of us try and avoid and put off. And how does one do it? It's not that difficult, but can you demystify the process for us?
Okay. There are a few things one needs to decide on when you're drawing up a will. The first thing is you need to draw up a will as soon as possible. Okay. It doesn't matter who you are, what business you're in, whether you're an employee, an entrepreneur, a millionaire, or an ordinary somebody who's just working on a job. We all build up over our lifetimes assets and liabilities, and we have insurance policies, and we tie it all together and we decide on the legacy we want to leave behind us within the parameters of the will we draw up. So the important thing about a will is to, A, discuss it with your spouse is generally a good idea, but decide on who you want to look after your affairs or manage your affairs should you die. Okay. And then you've got to start looking at who do you want to share in your estate after you die? Your spouse, your children, a dependent relative, a parent maybe who depends on you for their sustenance and for their well-being, we've even had a handicapped relative, a cousin, who we've had to include within somebody's will. So you've got to decide who you want to share in your estate, who you want to be looked after by what you leave behind. And then you've got to look, one of the things that we always find difficult is if we have minor children or somebody who may be a major in the law, in the eyes of the law, but may have difficulties in dealing with life, then you might need to appoint a guardian. And then the next step is, who do we choose as a guardian for this person? It's not always automatically your parents if you predecease your parents. You know what I mean? So there are a lot of variables to consider. And you need to discuss things like that, especially where there's minor children or dependents who are relying on you. You need to discuss that with your spouse, because that becomes an issue of when you and your spouse die together, or if you are the sole surviving parent and you are going and you die. Okay, so that's an important issue to resolve.
How does one go about that, David? You've outlined the importance, and you've listed a couple of hypotheticals and scenarios, worst case scenarios, and obviously no one wants their dependents and their beneficiaries to be disadvantaged or suffer in any way. So is it as easy as speaking to a lawyer? Is it something that people can do themselves? What is the best way to go through the process?
One can come to an expert like ourselves. We assist people in drawing up wills and administering their estates. Or you can use a professional if you have an attorney that you trust, your own accountant who you trust who knows your business, maybe your financial advisor who you trust with your affairs. Any of these professionals would be well versed in assisting you in drawing up your will. But it is a very emotional document to put together, especially as you said, people don't like talking about it. But you have to provide for it. You don't know what is around the corner. And if you don't provide, if you don't put together a will before you pass away, then the law takes over, because there is the law of intestate succession, and that and the law there dictates who is going to get which portion of your estate. Whether, you know, some goes to your spouse, if you have a spouse, and then to your surviving children, and dependents. But it is, that is regulated by the law, and it doesn't give you the ability to provide, mechanisms to look after, minor children. So you need to start that conversation.
David Levine, owner of DH Levine and Associates, talking to us today about the importance and the absolute necessity, one might say, of having a will, reviewing it regularly to avoid these unforeseen or unwanted pitfalls.